Mr. Duncan, and we'll see if this is going to be the first episode of our show, The Campfire. So I just wanted to get these students of ours here in Splendor, Texas, a chance to talk about some of the things that they do and for me to get a chance to know them. And it's an easy thing for us to not have to do work today. So, hey, how's it going? Good? All right. Yeah, so it's not like, we're all going to be talking to the camera the whole time. It's just us talking, like, whatever's going on. So what do you got going on? I see you got your Footloose shirt on.
Yeah, the musical is next week, and then we're still doing concert in Winter Guard.
Jeez, are you really? So band is over, but Winter Guard's still going? Oh, that's cool.
Oh, band's still going.
Okay. But the contests are over, right?
Yeah. Now, instead of having practice all day, every week, now it's just 2 days a week.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
So it goes down.
But it's still like 4 to 7 every day?
Oh, no. Like, sectionals is where, like, they take your section. Like, I'm a saxophone section, so they'll take the 5 saxophones, put them in a room, and we'll play for, like, an hour or an hour and a half. Then we go home.
No, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. So how did the competition go all this year, though?
It went a lot better than last year.
Yeah, I saw the show, the Unleashed show.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome.
Yeah, I loved it.
It was really cool.
I
posted a video of it, and somebody, like, the first comment was like, sounds like the music from Skyrim.
It is.
And I was like, listen harder. It definitely is. Like, it's good, actually. You could tell. I mean, you could tell what it is. So. Well, that's cool. I mean, I'm glad it went better than last. It's definitely improving, I mean, from all I've heard. But I thought it was an awesome show, so.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I love band. Band's my favorite. It's the reason I go to football games.
No,
yeah. Someone finally said it.
Well, it's probably the reason a lot, but they can't hear me anyway, the football players over there. So when's the Footloose coming up? When's Footloose coming up?
It's the 19th, 20th, and the 21st at Porter High School.
Of November? This month? Wow.
Next week.
Wow. Who plays Ren?
Cole
Matthews. Oh, does he? Okay. I thought so. I asked somebody this morning and they didn't know. So, who do you play?
I'm the lights. I work all the...
Oh, okay. So, is there anything special going on for the warehouse scene? Are they doing the warehouse scene where he does the...
I don't know.
Like, swinging from the stuff and dancing and... Have y'all seen it?
Yeah,
seen it?
I love that movie.
Okay.
I don't know. It's just a big block of Ramen right now.
No, okay.
We just practiced a song. It's a review. It's not the full musical. It's the musical review.
Okay.
So we're only doing...
Well, I was looking forward to that scene, if there is that scene. If
I don't know.
I was looking forward to them decorating, like, the warehouse, wherever they danced. I was like, how are they going to do that?
I'm going
to
pull that off. That's a lot of crew to make stuff like that, I would imagine.
We got one thing done. We got the bar made.
Yes.
Small. Not evenly cut. But, I mean...
Well, I mean, I think it's one that people have all seen anyway. They probably know. You probably don't have to go as much all out for it, for people to...
I feel like we should...
Like, the Shakespeare play they did, like, no one followed it.
Oh.
But I was saying next to...
I've never heard of that one.
It was Cursed
Be He Who Moves My Bones.
Yeah. It's a new one. It came out in, like, 2014, maybe?
I pictured Rosencrantz and Guildenstern. Y'all probably don't know about that. But they're the gravediggers in one of which play is it where they have the Macbeth? Okay, I probably should. Let's cut that part out where I don't remember which Shakespeare it is. My bad, I never even asked who y'all are. So, I mean, I know you, but like, and I haven't even asked either one of you anything either. But, so hi, what's your name, man?
I'm Tara Smith.
Okay, so Tara, what have you been up to?
I've been helping run an ROTC program and coming up with events.
Cool. What events have y'all been up to?
I'm coming up with an event. I still have to get in contact with the New Caney Nursing Home.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to run an event to where the ROTC program adopts at least 20 of the elderly.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
We throw a small party for them and we get gifts for them to hand out.
Very cool. That sounds exciting. That's great. I mean, that's just great stuff. So Veterans Day was yesterday, day before yesterday.
It was Wednesday.
Okay, I don't know what day it is either. We're still recording even though we can't see us.
Today's Friday, if you can't.
Yeah, I have no idea when this will ever be put out there anyway. But I mean, it'll be a month from now. But so were you a part of the events for Veterans Day yesterday for ROTC?
Yeah, we went to Greenleaf Elementary, and we performed in their gym.
So what did you do? Yeah.
I was the one in the color guard, and we went through the kids, and we had a armed exhibition team where they came up with their own movement, and they were spinning the rifle for them. And when one kid spun the rifle, they all were just like, whoa!
That's awesome.
Because he's a tiny person.
Oh,
wait, who was it?
He's like this tall.
He's great at everything. Like, he's so fit, so he got, like, PT of the year, and he's good at rifles and everything.
He's on varsity color winter guard.
Well, I think that's awesome because they don't know about that stuff in elementary school, that we have those programs until... Some people don't know about them until they're here.
Yeah.
Until in school, because we have so many programs here that, you know...
Well, they have something similar to an ROTC program over there.
Flag Corps thing?
Flag Corps.
Oh, that's awesome.
I love Flag Corps. I was in that. It was so cool. Like,
so they do the posting of the colors and stuff, too, for their things?
I believe.
Oh, man, I thought that was Boy Scouts.
Like, oh, no, not Boy Scouts.
Who's the guy?
We have Boy Scouts.
Oh, Mr. Davis.
Yeah,
Mr. Davis.
He's Boy Scouts.
Yeah, that's awesome, though. So I'm glad you got to get out to do that, too. That's cool. And, yeah, because I'm sure it makes them super excited.
They were so excited to see a little person spin a rifle.
No, a little person.
Oh,
my goodness.
And the rifle is
really small.
So I didn't ask you. So what's your name?
Heather. Sherry.
So, Heather, I know you're up to a lot of stuff. You're reading while we're doing this right now. We've been talking about that recently, and I've been tweeting about that, how awesome it is that I see people that are reading books that I love, and we've got people over there right now who are reading the new Rainn Wilson book that I pre-ordered. She got it before me, she'll be finished by the time I get it, but so we've been it's awesome. I've been trying to share some books, and we talked about it yesterday, right?
Yeah.
I probably don't have much for you, because you probably read all the same stuff that I've read already.
Actually, I have my friend Dustin Dumas. You would like him. Because he goes to, like, backwoods libraries.
Really?
And he'll find, like, these cool books that are, like, $4. Like, he let me borrow a series, and it was about an assassin who was an alien, and he had, like, a tragic backstory. Not, like, your typical tragic backstory, but, like, his
grandma. Did he kill aliens, or did he kill people?
He's, like, he's an assassin for, like, the government. And then he, like,
alien.
Yeah. And then, like, he went away from the government. So, like, it's very cool.
That's awesome. Have you ever read The Martian Chronicles?
No, I have not.
Okay, maybe that might be. But I don't know. I have to see more of what you like, too. Because I like all the Rick Riordan stuff. Like, he does good stuff.
I really like Rick Riordan.
Did you ever read The Fifth Wave, too?
I have.
What did you think of it?
I loved it. Like, I haven't read it for...
The series? You read the series, too, or just the
first
one?
I just read the first one.
Well, I guess they got...
It's a good book.
The movie's coming out now, isn't it?
Really?
Or is the movie out?
I don't know that.
I think the movie's going to come out soon for that, so... So then it'll ruin the rest of the books, and you won't want to read the books anymore, because the movie will be so bad.
But like the
hopefully the movie...
That's
what we talked about yesterday, the Percy Jackson.
So good.
No
the Lightning Thief, the movie?
Yeah, the movie was not good. All the books were good.
It made me feel like I had read, like, a really little kid's book whenever I watched the... Because when I read the book, I thought this was cool, but then the movie came out, and I was like, I'm not, like, five. That movie was, like, made for very young kids, it seemed like.
Like, everyone said, like, this was the main thing everyone said. It's nothing like the book, but it could save itself as an actual movie, but it's nothing like the book. Like, it missed hair color, eye color, personalities, like, skin color. It was just like...
But effects and stuff are good, I guess. I mean, I guess it really had some decent effects.
Like, the only effect I liked was when they were in the casino.
I'm trying to say something nice about it. I wasn't a huge fan of it either, but... Sarah, what's your name?
Dalton Luke.
Dalton, what's you been up to?
A little bit of everything, actually. Manufacturing, Navy, ROTC,
What are y'all doing in manufacturing? I haven't heard much about it. Actually, people creating rings and stuff like that. Welding their own, like, you know, jewelry and stuff like that, but really I hadn't heard much.
What I'm trying to do is actually make something all on a CNC machine for my brother who just joined the Navy and just enlisted. He's actually in high school right now, and I was thinking about making him like a little plaque with a note on the back or something like that. And then for my sister Morgan Flowers, I was gonna make something like that, similar to it, but something different. So
that's awesome. That's cool. Yeah, cool stuff. I love that. I never get to go out there, so I don't really know what's going on. But there, all the people who are into forging and stuff like that want to make swords, which I imagine you're not allowed to do.
Actually, Mr. Blake's trying to get a class where you can make your own pocket knives, but it has to be parent regulated, and there's going to be only a select few people. So.
Yeah. So that sounds cool.
Sign me up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because did you go? Anybody go to Renfest with?
Yes.
You did.
Yes.
So what was? What did you see? A bunch of crazy stuff there.
It's really,
it was so fun. There was a lot of crazy stuff there.
I'm gonna go to
the You saw some things you probably wouldn't see.
I'm going to the
I think that I've heard that our Renaissance Festival in Plantersville, like the Texas one, is like the most authentic or the biggest, in the nation of those sort of folk kind of festivals, authentic ones where it's realistic.
I love the role play.
Yeah.
Everything is in character.
Well, it's a great job to have if you're going to.
Have you ever been?
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite, like, thing to go to?
Can I say the winch? No, I can't say the winch. The beer winches? No. I don't know, though. I love the whole thing. It's the whole experience of all of it, really.
I've never been to a Renaissance festival. Never, ever.
Have you seen the scene of the whole episode?
Yeah,
it's very authentic. It's real. The king is the king, and if the king comes by, then you better get, bow to the king. And
I've never seen a king.
Really?
I've spent like 4 years, and I've never seen a king.
The king kind of probably just hangs out more now.
He does. He like just walks around the park.
That's cool. I mean, it's a fun thing. So.
There's this, you can go to like all these, like activity things where like you just watch people act and stuff, like the fire whip guy.
Yeah.
And my favorite one, is this guy who doesn't talk the entire thing, and it's an hour, and it's a comedy of this guy not talking. And there's this two like of his assistants, and it's pretty funny.
I don't think I've seen that.
You should. It's really
is
fun.
He a mime?
I think the mud pit is.
So, yeah, it's actually they don't. I haven't seen mimes there. I don't think I've seen mine, because that's not really that time, I guess. That's much later.
They're more, I like the mud pit more, because they kick people in the audience to just, like, throw mud at.
I
have been to the mud
pit. They are they're rowdy.
Even the vendors are all, they get really into it, too. The people from, there's the Magic Cauldron guy in Houston, who it's a witchy place, I guess, magic stuff, and he said they make, like, most of the stuff, the money they make for the entire year, even though he has a shop in Houston, they make there. But he gets really into it, and he's, I guess that's just a really cool thing for him, too, but to have the opportunity. So they pay a lot of money. So we'll finish up. What's the coolest thing that's going on this year? Just in school or in general, like for any of y'all?
I really want my ring. That's one thing I really want, my class
I love our band.
I should have worn my Splendor High School one today, but yeah.
Show off.
I still have my Splendor High School one. I actually have one from Charles R. Dukes Junior High School before it was Splendor Junior High School. I had a junior high. I was the only person ever in existence to have a junior high ring. That's how excited I was about mine. I was like, I couldn't even wait until I got to be a senior in high school. I wanted one when I was 8th grade. So when are they coming in?
I think before December. I just really want mine.
What do you got? How did you...
So I got the two gems. One's for my dad, one's for me. And then on the other side, it says it's a bull riding for my dad. And then on the other side, I either have a Texas or American flag for the military. And then for my sister out there, Savannah Luke, she's called me Kiki when I was little. not Kinky, Kiki, just saying. K-I-K-I. And then I have it engraved on the inside, Kiki, for her. So.
That's awesome. That sounds really cool. I mean, it's something that's very personal and you keep with you forever.
Yeah.
How about you? I haven't asked you your name.
No.
Hi. That's right. Hi. Who are you, ma'am?
Courtney Rogers.
Okay. So what's something that you've been most excited about this year so far? Now, hopefully we've got more stuff to look forward to, but what's, anything that's gone on that you're excited about?
I loved our band marching show. I thought it was...
We were talking about that before, I think. The Unleashed show was...
It was really good. And I'm looking forward to one act play.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I hope y'all do good. And y'all get, highlighters thrown at your face.
Oh, man.
What?
It's a joke. It's
what?
I don't get it either. Don't worry about it.
Did y'all about the Joel team where they got like thrown slushies on? People threw slushies at the Joel team.
When?
I think like two football games ago. Remember when everybody was like booing Maddie at the...
Oh, yeah, because like...
Okay, let's just cut that out too.
Yeah.